Encounters improve the quality of our lives. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life without God. Encounters will activate purpose and calling in our life. Encounters come to restore intimacy and fellowship.
The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word.
Thank you, O fountain of living water. Yes, we are here to drink of you, that we will never be thirsty. Kato fila hasaite kaparateya. Shate kefali safrateila kafaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for utterance. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. Shade faliko sifra hateja lamande. Oh, we give you praise. There is none like you. In Jesus' mighty name we have worshipped. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Thank you. I want to say a very big thank you to Apostle and his wife. Mama, thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you for this opportunity to share the word of God with God's people. Hallelujah.
Thank you, sir. Glory to God. Oh, Lisa Kaparadasha Talabahaile. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 O Raha Feleka Sata Kapateya. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, what I've come to do is I've only come to say, to bring to us the cry in the heart of God. Hallelujah. They cry in the heart of God for now, for our generation, for the season. Glory to God. There's something God is doing now in this generation, in our time. One thing God is doing is that God is raising men. Hallelujah. It's a time of transition. It's a time of the call of the Spirit. Hallelujah. God is recruiting armies for his work in the last days. These are the last days. Glory to God. And in these days, the grace of God to make a man become what he has called him to be and to manifest his glory everywhere on earth is available for the man that will answer that call. Hallelujah. For any man that will answer that call, that grace is already available. God is recruiting army. He's recruiting army in this day. You know, it's a time of transition, like I've said, because the Bible said the glory of the latter days shall be greater than that of the former. And this is the former. And that glory is available for any man that will open his heart to make himself available, to submit, to open his ears and answer the call of the Spirit for the time. Glory to God. That grace is available. That glory is available. That glory is available. Hallelujah. It is one thing to be in church. And it's another thing to answer that call. It's one thing to come as we gather, and it's another thing to answer that call. Answering that call, it's deliberate. It's an intentional act. It's something you must reopen yourself up for the help of the Spirit. Glory to God. And we are in this day. We are in that day that God is raising men for his work in the last days. You know, the work of the master, the business of the master requires haste. There is urgency in the spirit. God is raising men from the backside. God is raising men that is available. God is raising men that will say, yes, Lord, I'm available for your work. I'm available for what you want to do now. God is raising men. All he needs is a heart. A heart that is submitted. Glory to God. A heart that will say, yes, Lord, I'm here. Come in and use me for your glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And our topic, as we're sharing today, is a heart for God. A heart for God. Oh, la kapa shata kabahaya. A heart for God. God is in search for men that will give him their heart. God is in search for the heart of men. Men are everywhere. People are everywhere. But what God is searching is the heart of men. The ones that will give him their heart. God is in search of the heart of men. He said, my son, that's in Proverbs chapter 23 verse 26. God is saying, my son, give me your heart. Give me your heart. He said, my son, give me your heart. He said, my son, he's calling you my son. There's a relationship already. As an established relationship, he is your father. But he's saying, my son, my daughter, give me your heart. Give me your heart. You will let him. You will have to release your heart to him. When you have received Jesus and you are born again, you have become the son and the daughter of God. Yes, but as you have come in, now that you are in the house, that you are in the family of God, you will release your heart. You will have to release your heart to God. Glory to God. Release your heart to God. That's why he said, my son. He's not talking to a bastard. He's not talking to an outsider. He is talking to people in the house. He said, my son, give me your heart. Glory to God. He said, give me your heart. He has an agenda. There's something he wants to do. And it's an urgency in the spirit. The glory is ready. The glory is made available. The grace is available. But he needs men that will say, come, Lord, my heart is open. My heart is ready. You can give me that instruction. You can speak to me and I will hear and I will run with it immediately. Glory to God. That is the people that God is waiting for. That is the call of God. That's why I say I've come to bring the cry from the heart of God to us. Hallelujah. This is a call in the heart of God. He said, come out of the crowd. Hallelujah. He said, my son, give me your heart. He said, my son, give me your heart. Give me your heart. I know there's so much around you to distract you. You can give your heart to your business, to your career, to your family. But he said, in spite of all this, give me your heart. I need your heart. For there is a work to do now. There is so much to do for the kingdom. Glory to God. There's so much God wants to do. These are the last days. These are the last days. God is raising army. He's raising armies. He's saying, come, I want to build you up for the work of the last day. But you have to answer that call. A man will have to answer that call. Glory to God. A heart for God. A heart for God. A heart for God. God cannot do so much with a man that his heart is far from him. You can be available, but your heart is not with God. Hallelujah. God is looking for men that your heart is with him.
Men that will say, Lord, this is my heart, my heart, my heart, my heart. Those times when you are alone, you can say, Lord, my heart. I give you my heart. I give you my heart. For I'm aware of what you want to do in this day. I give you my heart. It is a call of God. That's what I've come to bring to you. I've come to bring to you the call from the heart of the Father. From the heart of the Father. Glory to God. The Bible said in 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9. Glory to God. Is it the glory? Okay, that's Haggai. The glory of the latter days shall be greater than that of the former. And I will give my peace. Hallelujah. Oh, sika parakataya. The glory, the glory, the glory of the latter days. Hallelujah. Second Chronicles chapter 6 verse 9. You know, let me say something about that. It is a man that have made himself available that the glory of God can rub on. God is the Father of glory, the Bible said. It is that man that have answered that call and have given himself that can stay with God. And when he leaves, he carries the glory. He carries the glory. The Bible said that the message of the glory of God will cover the earth like the water covers the sea. That message that will cover the earth like the water covers the sea. We are the ones that will carry that message into the world. The ones that have said yes to this call of the Father. Glory to God. Second Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9. Is it not withstanding? Chapter 16 verse 9. Is it what the eyes of the Lord runs to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect before him. To show himself strong, the eyes of the Lord runs to and fro. Runs to and fro. Why? He is searching for that man that will open his heart. A heart for God. The man that will open his heart and say, Lord, come. That will make his heart available. That will give his heart. He said, my son, give me your heart. A man that will give his heart. Hallelujah. He said, the eyes of the Lord runs to and fro. Runs to and fro. Within us. In the city of Abuja. In Nigeria. All around Africa. Running to and fro. Looking for that young man and lady. That his heart is perfect before him. Glory to God. That his heart is perfect before him. Oh, Shatakabaha. That his heart is perfect before him. To show himself strong. He's seeking for that man that he will show himself to. Glory to God. That man that he will reveal his glory to. That he will show himself. This is what God is saying now. We are in the last days. Kafaha, say it. These are the last days. All men are needed in this work. Paraha Philatis. Because God wants to show himself strong. He wants to show himself. He wants to reveal himself to you. He wants to reveal himself to our generation. Not to the crowd. It is to the man that will give himself. That will give his heart. That one that his heart is perfect towards. God. That's the man God wants to show himself. He wants to reveal himself to that man. He wants to reveal the plans for the day, for the generation to that man. He wants to whisper his secrets to that man. There is something in his heart. There's something he wants to do now. Hallelujah. There's an agenda in his heart. Souls are dying. Men are gladly running to hell. The system of this world is distracting men from what God wants to do with them. So there are men. If there are no preachers to send, how will they hear? If they don't make themselves available, how will God whisper to them his plan for the generation? Like Jesus will say, this is the zeal. They will say about Jesus, that the zeal of my father's house, of his father's house. This is the testimonies of others about him. That the zeal of his father's house have eaten him up. The passion for his father's house. Sefali kataya. The passion, the zeal, the zeal. At the age of 12, it was already burning in his heart. He could leave his father to go stay in the house of the Lord. Glory to God. Because of the zeal of his father's house. It is the zeal of his father. The zeal of his father. He said, my son, it is your father that is calling you. My son, the zeal of his father. He said, give me your heart. I'm searching for you. Glory to God. He's searching for you. His eyes run to and fro day and night. At night, he wants to wake a man up to pray. During the day, he wants to reveal his counsel to a man. During your quiet time, he wants to reveal his plan and show you picture. Glory to God. But he said, man, that his heart is perfect before him. A perfect heart. Hallelujah. He wants to make known his plan. Show himself strong. Hallelujah. He wants to show himself strong. Paseke falatalis. He wants to show himself strong. He wants to show himself strong. That is his heart desire. Sese faratela. Hallelujah. A perfect heart is a heart with the purity of intention. Purity of intention. A heart that is living above self. Hosefa latis. A heart of love for the kingdom of God and for his church. A perfect heart. A heart with the purity of intention. A heart that is trustworthy. The one that God can count on. He said, my son. He said, my eyes run to and fro. I'm the one that want to show myself to you. I want to reveal myself to you. But I can only do that to a man that his heart is perfect. Towards me. That's God speaking. Glory to God. A heart free of bitterness and self-ambition. A perfect heart. A heart that beats for the kingdom of God. God wants to reveal himself to that man. He wants to reveal himself to that man. Glory to God. He said, my son, give me your heart. Give me your heart. God is calling. I bring to you the sound from the heart of the Father. Give me your heart. Refuse the distraction. Give me your heart. I know social media has taken your time, taking your heart away for a very long time. But give me your heart. At this moment, give me your heart. Because there's so much to do. There's so much to be revealed to you. There's so much to share with you. There's a secret in the heart of God that he wants to show you. There's something he wants to do in Nigeria, in your family, in that locality where you live. There's something he wants to do. He wants to reveal it to you. Glory to God. Say, my son, give me your heart. Hallelujah. God is in search for a broken and a contrite heart. Now, Psalm chapter 51, verse 17. A broken and a contrite heart. A heart that would turn away from the evil of this world and turn unto God. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. A heart that we gaze upon, that heal and keep it fixed. A man that his heart is stayed on God. A man that his heart is stayed on God. A broken and a contrite heart. A heart that have turned from dead works. Dead works. Works of flesh. A heart that have no confidence in the flesh. That's what God is looking for. God is in search for that heart. A heart that has no confidence in the flesh. That have no confidence in the intelligence of this world. That is corrupt and that comes to naught. A man that can stay. Keep his heart in the counsel of the Father. And keep it there. God is calling on you. He's searching for that heart. God is searching for that heart. He said, my son, give me your heart. Give me your heart. I know there's so much you want to do. But give me your heart. There are matters of eternal realities. Men are dying. Souls are needs to be saved. This gospel needs to be preached. Taken to the ends of this world. Sateka falateya. Is a call from the heart of the Father. God is searching for that heart that have no confidence in the knowledge of this word. Glory to God. The Bible talked about the Israelites. Isaiah chapter 29 verse 13. Can we look at that, please? Kasapala katalish. We are that generation that we turn our heart unto the Father. Arahasha telikas. That generation that will turn our hearts unto the Father. That generation that it will set off. That the zeal of their father's hearts have eaten them up. That we can be called naive. But we have the wisdom of this, of God. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 29 verse 13. He said, wherefore the Lord said, for as much as the people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precept of men. You see, they call on him with their lips. They do honor him, But their heart is far from him. Their heart is far from him. He can count on them for the work of the kingdom. Parashateke palate. Oh, their heart is far. God said, their heart is far from me. Their heart is far from me. Wherefore the Lord said, that's very touching. For as much as the people, these people, draw near me with their mouth. They call him Lord with their mouth. And with their lips do honor me. But they have removed their heart far from me. They have removed their heart far from me. God did remove them. They removed their heart far from him. They removed their heart far from him. Then he's calling them, say, my son, come, give me your heart. He said, they call on him. They honor him with their lips. But they have removed their heart far from him. And he's calling them back. He's calling us back. Say, come, come, glory to God. Come. Come, give me your heart. Give me your heart. Matthew chapter 15 verse 8. Can we look at that also? Matthew 15 verse 8. God is calling on us. He said, these will draw near. That is Jesus. Jesus said the same thing that Isaiah said. Isaiah said it in his time. And Jesus said it in his own time too. Hundreds of years apart. And God is saying it today. He said, these people draw it near unto me with their mouths and honor it me with their lips. But their heart is far from me. He's calling now. He said, come, give me your heart. He said, they learn to fear me from the precept of this world. Precept of this world. They come to me because they don't want to be poor. They want to learn how to be rich. The precept of this world, that is the reason they come. Not because they love him. Not because they are passionate. They are concerned about the kingdom of God. Sefra Hatija. He said, come, give me your heart. Give me your heart. Give me your heart. Hallelujah. They pray, they give. He said, they are always in church. But their heart is far from me. Today, he said, give me your heart. They give because they want to receive. They pray because they want to have. They are in church because they want to receive. He said, but their heart is far. He said, come, give me your heart. Give me your heart. I'm searching for that man. That his heart is perfect before me. And I will show myself strong. And I will show myself strong. Give me your heart. When I find that man, that his heart is perfect, the man will see the strength of God in his life. He will see the power of God in display in his life. You don't come to enjoy the manifestation of the power of God and your heart is far. No, it is when your heart has been given to him. When your heart is perfect towards him, then you can see the manifestation of the power of God. He said, come. 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 Leave that circle of friends. Quit giving excuses. Come. Said the Father. There is so much for the kingdom. There is so much the kingdom wants to achieve here on earth. Come, give me your heart. You know, last week on Tuesday when Apostle was ministering on special messengers of the last days. Before he started, he made a simple prayer. He said, Lord, I pray that they won't hear me with their head, but with their hearts. And my heart broke. That I will not be excited. He was praying for me. That I will not be excited by the message, but it will stay in my heart. That I will carry it everywhere I'm going. That I want to sleep and I will remember the message. Now when I want to think self-preservation, I will remember the message. It will not be in my head. That prayer was it for me. It was in my heart. I carried it everywhere. That's where all this was born from, because it was God that was talking to me. He said that they may not, he was praying to God, oh God. He said that they may not hear me with your head, but with your heart. And I said, amen. That was for me. Oh, Silahafalis. That I may hear the call of God when he calls. When he beckons on me, I will hear. When he wants to whisper something to me, I can hear. That I can wake up, even when I feel weak, just to go fellowship with him. Because I know there's something to talk to. There's something he wants to tell me. Why? I am the one here. I can see the streets. I can see my environment. I can see how darkness is overrunning everywhere. So God needs to talk to me because there's something to do here. And it's an emergency. We do not have all the time in the world to do this. These are the last days. I will pour out my spirit, said the Lord. I will pour out my spirit. His spirit is here for the work. Not to make us feel fine. Not to make us speak in other tongues. Only. It is good. Because it is given to us to stir up the anointing. Why? For the work of the ministry. It is the heartbeat of the Father. Oh, Sephalia Katesha. Epele hafaili. Ailo se kafaili. Manteke failia. Now when we speak in tongues, with that same energy, we can go to the street and win souls. That when we speak in tongues, with that same energy, we can say no to this self-preservation. And we can give our resources for the gospel. For there is work to do. There is work to do. There is cities to conquer. There is a soul to win. That family that is languishing in pain, there is a man to send there. To go and deliver that family. There is a light in a family somewhere that the devil has covered through his manipulation. We are the ones to bring the light and the power of God. That is the manifestation, the demonstration of the power of God. That we will deliver that one and set him up to shine in that family and deliver the rest of them. Parahasefetalia. Shekaile. Ofeila. Shaile. Sapalia. We are that generation. Yes, we are that generation. But our heart says, the Father is calling on us. I bring to you the call, the cry from the heart of the Father. It's not a message. It is a call from the heart of the Father. Masefela Katesha. Aselia. Aselia. Pateke Fetelis. God is summoning men for the last days. He's summoning men. We are in that camp. Are you in the camp?
Are you in the camp? Are you in the camp? The Father has something to say. He has something in his heart to share. Jesus has died. Hey. The Holy Ghost has done his part. He raised him from the dead. Now we have received him. We are the ones on the scene. You know, whenever we sing that song or make that statement, that there's a host of heaven watching us, and I wonder in my heart, Lord, what would they be saying about me? Kofalia. What would they be saying about you? As they watch and gaze at you, what would they be saying? What would they be saying? As they look at you, what would they be saying? Did they die for nothing? No! They didn't die for nothing. They had the chance to denounce his gospel, but they stayed and died. That we may rise. It was one day after service, Pastor Sunday was telling me about the itinerary of apostle. And I went home, I couldn't stop talking to my wife. I said, how come morning to night, all week? When they look, what will they see of you? The Father is calling. He said, come. But I have shattered her failure. Come. You have stayed around that mountain long enough. It is time to leave. He is stretching forth his hand. He's waiting for you. Come. There is work to do. Look away from yourself. Look away from yourself. I am the one that will show myself strong. I'm the one that will show myself strong. Look away from yourself. God, oh God, oh God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Safali Kataile. Oh God, Safaila Hasaili. Shepherd Neketali Kafali. Ah, Vela Hase. Elo. Oh, what the telekaile. Elaile. 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 Oh, Feteke Paila. Aile. Hey. Obeina. 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 Epakateli Hasailu. The Father is calling. Come. The Father is calling you. Come, my son. Come, my daughter. There is work to do. There is work to do. Hey, there is work to do. There are nations to take. Hey, there are nations to take. Ah, ma, o kopeta hafe, aile.
Hey. Malahaselo, Mateke Pele Hase. Come. That is a cry of the Father. Manta Lagabashata. That is a cry of the Father. Come, my son. You can give your resources, but God wants your heart first. It is not a preaching, but a call from the heart of the Father. It is a sound from the heart of Abba. He's calling on Nigeria. He said, come. Can you just open your mouth and speak in other tongues and say, Lord, I am here. I made myself available. I make myself available. I make myself available for you. I will be available when you call. I will be there when you call. We will not fail. Thank you, Lord. God wants your heart. He wants you. He wants your heart. He wants you. God is raising armies. In this army, there are no sissies. There are men that are only ready to give their all. To see that the government of this world, has become that of our Father. Sila Fratish. Is a call of the Spirit. Is a call of the spirits. Yes, this sound will be with you. It will go with you everywhere. It will provoke an encounter in your life. Jesus. world is waiting for us. The world is waiting for us. Hallelujah. Hey, Allah has it. The world is waiting. He's waiting for us. And God is waiting for us too. Men are everywhere, but God is searching for the heart of man. God is searching for that heart that can bear his burdens. The heart that can bear his body. God is searching. He's searching. He's searching. It is the Father. It is the Father. He's searching. He said, my son, will you let me? Will you let me? My daughter, will you let me? The heart that he can whisper his secrets to. That he can reveal what he wants to do. And he can trust him that this one will carry it out to the latter. Can God trust you? Can God trust you? Can God trust you? We know that there are many distractions. It could be legitimate ones. It could be your family. It could be your workplace. It could be your business. It could be the finances that you're looking for. It could be anything. It could be anything. They are legitimate. But in all, can you hear that small, still voice of God? That voice of God, that still small, that still voice of God, can you hear it? Can you look away from the distractions, from the winds, from the earthquakes, from the fire, and still hear the voice calling on you? Can you? It could be a life-threatening issue. God knows, but he is calling you. He is calling you. He said, my son means you're born again. You are here in the kingdom now, but I'm calling you. Now you are in the kingdom. There are responsibilities of the mature sons of God. First, can we look at 1 Samuel chapter 21 verse 8? Thank you, choir. 1 Samuel chapter 21 verse 8. It's an emergency. There's an emergency in the spirit. It's, and David said unto Ahimelech, and is there not here under thine hand spear or sword? For I have neither brought my sword. That is, he said, this is David talking. I have neither brought my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste. It is not time to start dressing up and wearing all of your... No. It's not time. And wearing all of the distracting thoughts. Why? Because the king's business. Jesus said, I will be about my father's business. when it is day. He understands the king's business. Because it can only be done during the day. For a night cometh when no man can walk. He knows the urgency of the spirit. You carry the body. And you know you don't have forever to. You don't have forever. Apostle said it's a kairos moment. And they are not forever. They are not forever. I was with the TV. We're with the TV team. Went somewhere to record. And we're just saying something else. And I said something and I left. When I left, when I got home, I was thinking about what I said. I said, how did I say that? We're just talking about understanding the time. And I said, it's a transition time. Is it this time? It will not last. In the next 1 year or two, it will just pass. And transition would have been made. And before we will see this time again, it will be about 25 to 30 years. And when I left, I was not thinking, Lord, why did I say that thing? What did I say? And I was thinking, I was not thinking, I said, oh God, no, 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 not this. This time, no, 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 no. We will give our all. It's a kairos moment, it's not forever. I said, God is calling. He said, it's my business. It requires haste. Hallelujah. God is calling you today. He's calling on you today. He said, my son, give me your heart. He said, you're doing so much already. You're doing so much already. But you can do more. He said, you can do more. He said, you can do more. He said, you can do more. And you've not heard God until you respond. You've not heard Him until you respond. Until you respond to the call, you've not heard Him. Well, I was led to Him that have ears hear what the Spirit is saying. That means if you don't hear, you do not have ears. If you don't hear and act accordingly, you don't have ears. You can see the physical ones, but you don't have ears. Glory to God. The harvest is plenty. The harvest is plenty. But God is raising laborers. Hallelujah. The harvest is plenty, but God is raising laborers. Are you among the ones that God is raising? Can you say that to yourself? The harvest is plenty, but God is raising laborers. And I'm among the laborers. Hallelujah. God is raising laborers. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, the Bible said, is he faithful? Is he that have called us unto fellowship? Is he faithful? Is he that have called us unto fellowship? Faithful is he that have called us unto fellowship. He's the one that called. And he is faithful. In his faithfulness, he called you. In his faithfulness, he called you. And it is his faithfulness that will keep you. I have called you into fellowship with him. God called us into fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ. You have been called already into fellowship. Into partnership, into participation, partnering with him in what he is doing in this day, in our day, partnering with him, participating in what he is doing. You play a part in what he is doing. Until you respond this way, you have not heard the call. Hallelujah. To partnership. The Bible says we are co-laborers with him. Hallelujah. Say, I'm co-laborers with him. I'm a co-laborer with him. He's the one in us reconciling the world to himself. He is the one in us reconciling the world to himself. This is the one that have answered the call. He knows he's not alone. Hallelujah. He's not alone. I'm a co-laborer with God. I'm a co-laborer with God. God is saying, come. Will you answer? Will you answer? God is saying, come. Will you answer? It's a cry from the heart of the Father. The Spirit and the bride said, come. They say, come, come. I'm a fellow worker with God. Can we read that 1 Corinthians? We are God's fellow worker. Hallelujah. Fellow worker with God. What an honor. What an honor. What an honor. You know that what you are doing here is not mundane. It has eternal reality. It's eternal. It has eternal relevance. You are not alone. You are not alone. You're not wasting your time. You're not wasting your energy. You're not wasting your resources. No, you're not. The world could say that. They can even look at you in the face and say, this is you. You are not wise. But you know, you are a fellow worker with God. What is the work? The work of reaping men. Calling men out of the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Establishing his counsel here on earth. We are not alone. We are not alone. We are not alone. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What qualifies you to answer this call? The first thing that qualifies a man to answer this call is to be born again. A man will have to be born again to receive the life of God. So we're not born of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. To be born again and receive the life of God. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I believe that all of us here, most of us, I believe, almost everybody here is born again. Hallelujah. That's Matthew chapter 22, verse 11. Can we look at that, please? Matthew 22, 11. We're reading to 14. And when the king came, he said, when the king came,
Okay, and when the king came in to see the guest, he saw there are men, there's a man which had not on him a wedding garment. Next. And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou in heat and not having a wedding garment? Why don't you have a wedding garment? And the man was speechless. Next. Then said he, the king, to the servant. He said, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. 14. For many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but the ones that heard and responded are the ones that are chosen. The ones that heard and responded are the ones that are chosen. Many are called. We are all called. Right now, God is releasing his heartbeat. He's telling us, I have work to do. I have so much to do on earth. And I'm calling on you to come partner with me. To come participate with me in what I want to do. I have so much to share with you. I call on you. Come. To respond. The ones that responded. If you respond, that means you are chosen. Because the Father is not partial. He said the man was not wearing a wedding garment. He just came like that. You know, he want to do it the way you want it. He want to do it the way you want it. No. He is a king. There's a way he wants it done. And that's the way it will be done. He is your glory and your righteousness. Hallelujah. He is your glory and your righteousness. The garment of glory. The garment of righteousness upon you. That qualifies you for the call. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. To be born again. And two, you must have a broken heart. A broken and a contrite heart. Psalm chapter. A broken and a contrite heart. Must turn away from things that is not of the spirit. Things that is not of spiritual relevance. Eternal relevance. Turn away from them. Glory to God. And turn to God. Broken and contrite. Three, you must answer in spirit and in truth. You must answer in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4 verse 23. He said you must answer in spirit and in truth. He said he that is born again is one spirit with him. He that is born again is one spirit with him. In spirit. You're born again. Now you are in the spirit. Your spirit has come alive unto God. In truth. By the word of God. He's a father of truth. Before him everything is made bare. Everything is naked. You must come sincere. It is the word of God. That is the only thing that stands sure. It's eternal. In spirit and in truth. We are born again. We are one spirit with him. The word of God is truth. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the way, the spirit, and the life. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You must have an ear that hears. Psalm 62 verse 11. Oh, kafasata kapalatish. Is it God has spoken Once, twice have I heard. Twice have I heard this. That power belongs to God. Hallelujah. The God have spoken. Once. But twice have I heard. Did you hear the call? Are you going to respond to this call? Are you going to respond to this call? Will you hear twice? Not just hear once and forget it. Will you allow it be your heartbeat, even as you engage in your daily activities? That it reminds you of the work of the Father. Reminds you of the agenda of God in our time. That it reminds you that we do not have all the time in the world. That the work of the Father requires haste. There's urgency in the realm of the Spirit. That God is calling men unto himself. He said, he that has ears, let him hear. Are you going to hear? I believe you have ears. Because your spiritual senses has come alive. Your spiritual senses have come alive. And so you can hear when God calls. You can hear when God calls. You can hear. You can hear. Ahashata. You can hear. And you can respond. For God is the one in you. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's the one in you. Both to do. To will and to do. Will you depend on him? Will you say, God, Lord, I depend on you. I answer this call. Shefa kataka palateya. Shefra kataka palate shalamande. God is raising an army. God is raising an army. Joel chapter 2 verse 1 is a long read. Shows us the picture of the army that God is raising on the last days. The picture of the army that God is raising in these last days. Are you going to be among this army? Or will you be left behind? He said, blow ye the trumpet in Zion. That's Joel chapter 2 verse 1. He said, blow ye the trumpet in Zion. And sound the alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord cometh. For it is near, is at hand. That this is the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Shekata la baratesh. God is raising an army. An army with extraordinary strength. Strength of the Spirit. Strength of the Spirit. Strength of the Spirit. Why? Because he wants to show himself strong. He wants to show himself strong. If you read through it, he said, none will break their ranks. They will stand in their position. They have so much strength, they will run through the walls. Hallelujah. We don't see obstacles. Why? We have answered the call. And the glory of God has rested upon us. So we can run through troops until we establish the kingdom of our Father. None is weak among us. None is weak among us. Kashata kapa halateya. Are you answering the call? Say, Lord, I answer. Lord, I answer. Can you be on your feet as you make that a prayer? Say, Lord, I answer. Shabarakateya. Venetelika safala hatesh. Ah, shivahata kapa halateya. The Lord, I respond to you. I respond to your call. Oh, frate, kasanta la kapashaya. I respond to your call, oh God. Maseke talia. I refuse to be left behind. Arakafela.
Father,
I'm relevant in your agenda for my generation. Send us around the world with the news of your saving power. Yes, we will go. Para hapela, ekopaila hashai teka baha. Eshebena hasaile, obaha. Obena hasaile, kapaha. Haile, obaka sata kapala desha. Ebena tali kapala desha. Ebreketeli kapale. The monarch of the universe is calling. Bakata sata kapateya. Opena Haseila, Oprateka Paradash, Epretila Paradash and Emonde Ala Sepala Hashi. Your spirit among God is our strength. The spirit of God within us is our strength. Mantaka bashata, epekete leke paradasha, epreteke pelahase. Yes, the world may paint a picture of gloom and doom, darkness everywhere, but Christ knows the hope of glory. Mareko pelahaselos. We are that generation that will pull down, yes, the government of this world. And raise the banner of our Lord Jesus Christ. And raise the banner of our Lord Jesus. Manteleke payadash. Hey! Hey!
None is weak among us. None is weak among us. None will be left behind. You will not be left behind. Barakasata kapataya. This is the voice of the Lord. Elete ko paradisha. Aya. Barakasata kapalateya. Você pele que tá ali com a cadeixa. Vem lá. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Ah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. And there is no one like you. Thank you, Lord.
We give you praise, we give you glory. In Jesus' precious name. You may be seated. I don't know what you heard. But you see, The emphasis that the Lord has brought our way this evening is too important. As a matter of fact, we will take time to explore this subject again and take it a bit higher from where he stopped. You know, there are three things he said that I would advise you to contemplate on, even as you go home. Take time. You may even want to raise some questions along the lines of what he said. We'll be closing tonight by 7:50. I learned there's a curfew around Mararaba Axis, and so we'll need people to get home on time. So when it's exactly 7:50, we will shut down. The first emphasis he raised was the fact that you can be a child of God and you can be in church, but you are not part of God's agenda. And so God is saying, my child, give me your heart. You know, when you gave your heart to Christ, that's how we call it. But technically speaking, you didn't give your heart to Christ. You actually received the life of God when you got born again. You were a dead man. You didn't have anything to offer. You were dead to sin. So you actually received the life of God. Now that you have received the life of God and you are able to perceive the kingdom, God is now giving you the basic requirement to participate in the kingdom. And the basic requirement is not your intellect. It's not your look. It's not any advantage you have in the flesh. It is an absolute submission of your heart. That means you can be in church all your life, but you are not relevant in God's kingdom. There are many faithful churchgoers that will be shocked on the last day that God will say, away from me, you workers of iniquity, I know you not. And you know, if you are not part of God's agenda, you have no reward in Zion. Meanwhile, it's important for you to know that life on this side of eternity is a dot. The real life is in the world to come. And what defines your essence in that life is the kind of reward that you are able to receive. In salvation, we are all equal because we did nothing. Jesus did everything. But in reward, we are different. Because God is not unfaithful. He's not unjust to forget your labor of love. And he's saying the primary factor he considers in recruiting you into his agenda is your heart. You want to think about that. Number two, he said something. He said that the eyes of the Lord is moving to and fro the earth, looking for those that are weak, that he may showcase his powers. Those whose heart are perfect towards him. That means, for you to originally manifest the dimension of God, your heart must be right. If it is God's dimension you want to host and manifest, if you want to see a dimension, you see why people pray and yet you can't see God manifest through them. You see why people fast, yet you can't see God manifest through them. You see why people give, yet they can't prosper. Their heart is wrong. That means the totality of what you can receive and express in this kingdom is not a function of your activities. It's a function of your heart posture. That means the first thing God considers is not how long you pray. It's the heart with which you are praying. The first thing God considers is not how much you give. It's the heart with which you give. Because the dimensions of God that will manifest through your life will not be predicated upon your activity. It will be predicated upon your heart posture. That's why you find 20 people praying. God comes and picks one and uses that one mightily. And you are wondering, is God by us? No, he's not. He checked their heart. In Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9, he said, I, the Lord, I try the heart. I test the reins in order to give to every man as his way should be. Is it possible that you are where you are today, even though you have labored so much for God, and it looks as if you are not going anywhere because of your heart posture? You know, these kinds of teachings, they draw you to a place of sober reflection.
That means where you belong in the kingdom is no longer God's choice. It's your choice. If you make your heart right with God, you can become anything. And the last emphasis he raised that drew my attention so strongly was when he asked, he began to enumerate how to give your heart to the Lord. Because usually when we preach on the evangelical ground, we teach people how to receive the life of God. We actually don't teach people how to give their heart to God. That's why many people come to church for many years, but they are still criminals. Because they never give their hearts to God. Let me tell you a story, so you understand what I'm saying. From the plane of reward, manifestation, and God's acceptance of your person. Because the first emphasis has to do with reward system. The second emphasis has to do with the dimensions of God you are able to host and manifest. And the last emphasis has to do with the degree to which God will accept your person as a part and parcel of his kingdom. And this has nothing to do with ministry. Whichever sphere you find yourself, you can be part of God's army. That's why I taught you last week on some of the messengers of the last days. You know, 2 weeks ago, I was supposed to travel to Europe for a meeting. And before going to Europe for a meeting, I'm sharing this story so that you understand what the heart is. Because when I start teaching on this subject, I will define the heart. The heart is a strange organ. The Bible said the heart is treacherous, is deceitful, and is desperately wicked. That's Jeremiah 17 verse 9. Is deceitful. Your heart. It can deceive and dribble you for a lifetime. And he said it's not just deceitful. He said it is desperately wicked. Meanwhile, in case you think your heart is that small organ in your chest, he said in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11, he said God has put eternity in your heart. The whole of eternity, your heart is able to accommodate it. That's why Peter called it the hidden man. There's a man hiding here. You don't know that man. It's a wise man that has been trained in the ways of deception. So God will find that man. And until God is able to break that man, you can't be relevant in the kingdom. That's why I said a contrite heart, the Lord cannot despise. Until that hidden man is arrested, God will catch him and break him before God can use you. Before you can hope to have a reward in this kingdom. And so many times God will carry you through many tests and many trials in order to arrest that smart man that is hid on your inside. As we round up, I tell you a story. So you know that you can't outgrow this. In fact, when you think you are mature, that's when you are most vulnerable. That's why every day you have to present your heart before the Lord and say, help me. For more than 4 years, traveling as a minister, a young minister, of course, the Lord told me never to take honorarium from campuses. Because I had an issue with one of the campuses, and he said, never take honorarium again. Even though 80% of my meetings were campus meetings. After a while, I came to a point, I said, well, we have conquered money. Money is not a challenge. All we have, we give to God's kingdom. God now began to open doors for me to minister in churches. And so when I go to minister for fathers of faith, he said, don't take a seat. Ask them to pray for you. Meanwhile, the fathers of faith are those who have established ministries that can give you something reasonable. You have asked me not to take anything from campus. Now you have opened doors to minister in churches. You say I shouldn't take. How do we survive? I began to manage that. I finished ministry. I kneel down. They pray for me. They say, no wonder. God is using you. My heart will be heavy. After 1 day, 2 days, I will recover. I will still go for the meetings. God now started opening international doors. That's where the problem came. To go for an international meeting, sometimes you do COVID test 4 times. They will insert things in your nostrils and all over your body, in your mouth. You do a COVID test in Nigeria, you land in that country, you do a COVID test, before you leave the country, you do a COVID test. As you arrive in Nigeria, you do a COVID test. All of the burdens. I started visiting some African countries. I can assure you that more than 60% of the journeys I went for, God forbid me from taking honorarium. I thought, okay, I'd mastered it. I'm mature now, my heart. Before I left for England, I had to do a quick Schengen visa because I was so busy, I didn't have time. So they booked an emergency flight for me from the admin unit. And flight, since it was late, was over 75,000. I went to Lagos because I needed to do it in 4 days. I told them, if you can't do it in 4 days, forget about it. Because I must go for this journey. I canceled the first trip. I don't want people to think there's no integrity. They booked the visa, the flight. I went to Lagos, submitted, followed the whole process. I flew back. So 75 going, about 80,000 coming back. We spent over 150K to go. They sent the passport to me. After 5 days, they got the visa and everything. They had to send, I think, another 170,000 to 100,000 or something to some of the guys that did the work. So they spent about 250,000. I went to England. The first three meetings I attended in England, they now brought pounds. Now, when you receive pounds, the moment you receive it, your brain will start doing the exchange rate. Your brain. Because you are no longer operating in Naira. I had two more meetings to go. When they brought all the pounds for honorarium, God now said I should give the money to the guy traveling with me. His name is Steve. He said you should send the money to the missions unit. They should buy everything. That's how this Nord keyboard came. They should buy everything they are looking for in missions. Some for domestic missions and some for away missions. I looked at 50 pounds. It was in polymer. I held my chest. We submitted. I came back from England tired. I had to travel to Italy in 4 days' time. So I flew to Lagos again. They booked another flight for like 75,000. When I was to fly, I went to the airport 3 o'clock. I missed the flight. There are a lot of manipulations happening now with flight. Even if you come 40 minutes, if it's 1 minute, they'll say you have missed it. I said, no problem. I rescheduled. I now waited for 6 p.m. I landed Lagos by 7, did all the screenings, caught a flight for 10 o'clock. I flew 7 hours to Amsterdam. I landed in Amsterdam. I had to catch the next flight after 2 hours to Milan. So I traveled. I got to Milan at about 8 a.m. the next day, rested for 2 hours. We drove 3 hours to Torino. Cumulatively, I was on transit for close to 18 hours. And then that evening, I ministered in Torino. I ministered there for 3 days. Sunday, we returned to Milan. They said service is from 12 to 6. We came, sat in church. I was so tired. I came up by 6. I ministered till 8 p.m. My return flight from Milan to Amsterdam was for midnight. So I flew back to Amsterdam to fly to Lagos, to land Lagos 8:40 p.m. the next day, and then to sleep for maybe 5 hours and fly back to Abuja. Now, I'm just saying that so that you understand the stress involved. When I finished ministering in Milan, after having spent close to 400,000 to work visa and domestic transport modalities, they now brought an envelope with euros. When I saw the size of the envelope, mathematics began again. Some of the budgets we had to handle, God now said, don't take it. That was when I discovered they don't reward you because of your labor. They reward you because of your heart. Say, don't take it. My flight from Milan to Amsterdam was like 2 hours. My heart was aching throughout the flight. It's like they were inserting needles into my soul. They were punching spears and daggers. I held my heart in the plane. I couldn't breathe. What is the meaning of this? I started imagining the sorrows, the pressure, the stress. How many times I traveled to Lagos, how many hours I flew, how I didn't rest. In fact, when I got back home the next afternoon, the sign of fever appeared on my mouth because of the sorrows. When I got to Amsterdam, I had to go to the bathroom and pray and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Help me. I conquered Naira. I came into a new territory and the Holy Ghost told me, you have not conquered euros. You have not conquered pounds. So that when you get back to Zion, your itinerant ministry will not be reckoned by honorarium. So when you hear a message like this, you will not know what it means until you begin to labor with God. And when God wants to help you, he will arrest the inner man, that hidden man of the heart that disguises around men, pretends and deceives men. God knows how to find that man. And until he breaks that man, you have no reward in Zion. And so when you hear a message like this, you don't interact with it in your brain. It's a heavy emphasis. These are the kinds of messages that you go home with and you kneel down and tell the Lord, help my heart. So that when you finish your race, you have reward. So that when you finish your race, God will approve of you as his servant. At every level, the devil will come with seduction. There are levels, there are different kinds of seduction. I conquered Naira. I thought money was not a challenge. Until I came into a corridor where they dealt with pounds. 1 pound is over 800 Naira. 1 euro is over 670 Naira. You now begin to look at money from another plane. God will come again. Because the word is in the Hebrew is called nakash. It's the whisper of a serpent. He will begin to show you the budget and the projects that you can handle. And then those seduction will woo you away from God. That's why he was telling us that God said, their lips are with me. They honor me with their tongue. He said, but their heart is far away. Can you ask the Lord this evening to help you? Huh? Oh my God. When he was talking, my heart was burning. So I knew that the weight of the message is not primarily in the exegesis. The weight of the message is in the glory that came with it. Because I sense the energy. I sense the power in my heart. It was burning. We are an intelligent generation. We know what to say to please men. But here, there is darkness. And the sign that our heart has been purged is not what we say. It's the kind of glory that we will host. That's why I say he's looking for one whose heart is perfect towards him so that he can show his power. When your heart becomes perfect, you won't say it. The glory that you will emit from your soul will be a testimony that God is with you. We are an intelligent generation. Everybody talking bogus things. Everybody is self-righteous. He's perfect. You look at a man, you can't trace a fault. But the glory of God cannot come to back us up and say, this is my servant. To you. You know, when I came back from England, pastors gathered in Scotland. They said, please, we want you to come back. I said, I'm not coming for now. Let me go through some surgery. This heart is still in love with pounds, pound sterlings. I can convert them in my head. Let me wait for a season. Everything I give.
Father, we ask that you will circumcise our heart. Help us to be accurate ministers, able ministers of the New Testament. We are wise in our own understanding. Help us tonight, even as we submit to you again. Your word said you are able to will and to do according to your good pleasure. Help us tonight, Father, that this spear, this blade that has cut deep into the heart tonight will yet again circumcise. That Puritans will be born. Puritans that will serve you without blemish. And at the end of the day, your name truly will be glorified. And that your kingdom will be advanced, even on the face of the earth. Let our walk with you become a memorial for generations to come. Thank you, Father. We surrender to you. We align again tonight. And we ask that you help us. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to, and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you just said this prayers, please send us an email at info@encounterjesusministry.org or info.ejfi.ng@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at www.encounterjesusministry.org.